Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Arrest warrants have been issued for two men in connection with the deadly birthday party shooting over the weekend in Nicetown. KYW's Mike Donato reports.
One suspect is already in custody, and Philadelphia police have now identified two more men wanted for a quadruple shooting at a birthday party Saturday night. The gunfire left two men dead and a 26-year-old woman and a 7-year-old girl injured. It happened in the 1900 block of West Hunting Park Avenue around 8:30 at night. Detectives say an argument broke out during the outdoor party, and someone opened fire, killing a 26-year-old man and wounding a woman in the arm. Then police say 20-year-old Lonzel McDaniel, after hearing the gunshots, came out of a house and fired down the street. That's where the second man was killed and the 7-year-old grazed in the head.
McDaniel is charged with the murder, and police are now looking for 25-year-old Lawrence Coleman and 29-year-old Virgil Williams in the case. A Philadelphia woman says her then 15-year-old son's life was forever changed after he was paralyzed by a hail of gunfire on the North Philadelphia playground in 2023. The shooter will now spend 10 to 20 years behind bars. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
Jasmine Tate apologized to her son from the witness stand as she told the courtroom the many ways his life will never be the same. How he doesn't go outside, how he doesn't sleep, his growing isolation even at home. She said from just one incident, quote, the entire trajectory of his life is different. Tate was testifying at a sentencing hearing for 22-year-old DeGene Williams, the man accused of shooting her son, who was then 15, on a North Philadelphia playground on April 19, 2023. The DA's office detailed how Williams biked to the Dendy Recreation Center at 10th and Oxford, found Shafir Hood and gunned him down. The DA says there was no apparent motive. As part of a plea agreement, the DA's office chose not to pursue an attempted murder charge, and Williams pled guilty to aggravated assault and related offenses.
She also sentenced him to probation to run concurrently for assaulting a prison guard. Police are looking for two men they say blew up an ATM inside a gas station in North Philadelphia Tuesday morning. They say it was just before 5:45 when the pair set off an explosive on the machine at the United gas station at Broad and West Somerset Streets. The two then fled the scene shortly after it detonated. Fortunately, no one was hurt from the explosion. It's unknown if the pair got away with any cash. A 31-year-old is behind bars, accused of breaking into a woman's home in Lansdale while she slept and tried to strangle her. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melbert reports.
A woman on the 300 block of Vine Street in Lansdale tells police around 2 a.m. on Sunday she woke up to a man she didn't know kneeling on her leg speaking Spanish while also saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. She got out of bed and tried to get out of the room, but says the man pushed her against the wall, grabbed her by the throat, then put her in a chokehold. Unable to breathe and fearing for her life, she tells police she was able to get free and pushed the man down the stairs, kicked him in the face, then called 911. The woman's iPad was missing. The next morning, police were able to track it to Main and Wood Streets in possession of Jonathan Avila Arvuelo, who fit the description given by the woman and had a mark on his face consistent with being kicked. The criminal complaint says with help from a translator, Avila Arvuelo told police he had no memory of the previous night. He's listed as homeless by police, but authorities say he's undocumented from Guatemala and entered the U.S. through Texas in 2023.
Avila Arvuelo is in Montgomery County Correctional Facility on $99,000 cash bail. Officials in Camden say their efforts to stop illegal dumping over the past year or so have been paying off. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
There are more than 1,000 cameras scattered throughout Camden, monitored 24-7 in a police command center, and they have helped catch dozens of illegal dumpers. Mayor Vitkar Starfin says they treat quality of life crimes with the same level of seriousness as violent crime.
You know, once I see an area, I'm sending it out to leadership and saying, all right, let's concentrate. Somebody thinks it's a new space that they can go to. And we start honing in on that.
Police Lieutenant Gordon Harvey says most of the people caught recently were Camden residents rather than out-of-towners, and they will be prosecuted to the fullest extent possible.
There are consequences. We are going to hold you accountable. And to what the mayor said, we will publicly shame you. We are going to put your face out there on a billboard and let people know what you're doing.
Residents are encouraged to report any dumping they see, and the city is just beginning to send out the first rewards, up to $1,000, for those who report a case that's successfully prosecuted. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.